All right, let's get to Nick Peacock. G'day, Nick.
Hello there. Good morning.
Mate, great to have you on board. Very exciting time of the year. How are you feeling?
Oh, very excited. Looking
good
forward
chance.
To tomorrow.
Mm-mm. Yeah, and a really good horse, mate. Good chance.
Well, he's got a bit of a chance. I wouldn't say he's got the best chance, but if everything were to fall right and we did get a good barrier draw, I'd be hopeful rather than confident.
Well, that's still good. You've got a runner, which is terrific. And I hear you're a little bit of a Nostradamus, Nick, because before the barrier draw, you desperately wanted barrier eight, and you got barrier eight.
Yes, I know. Wasn't that wonderful? I've managed to stay out of the casino because I don't think it works very often.
But that's true. You were hoping for eight. You said you wanted eight, and you got eight.
Yeah, that's right. I think that's just the right place for him. Mm. Oh, he's not always the quickest of starters. So if we'd been any closer into the rail, we might have just get chopped off. So I think eight's about right. So it gives us every chance.
Can you tell our listeners and our viewers a bit of what the horse is like? You actually, he's been over the hurdles back home, and that's something we've seen with horses that have actually won the Melbourne Cup here, and Wicklow Brave's a bit like that, very versatile.
Oh, yes, he's very much a dual-purpose horse, and he came to flat racing sort of fairly late in his career. It was only the last couple of years, really. He started off running on the flat, but we call them bumpers, and then he went on to run in hurdle races and sort of moved through the ranks, as it were, and then up to the sort of higher level, and then he started flat racing, and he was second in the Ebor Handicap, which is a recognised a race for the Melbourne Cup 2 years ago, and had some very good place form. And last year, somewhat to everybody's surprise, he beat Order of St. George in the Irish Ledger and won a Group 1. So he's a Group 1 winner over hurdles and a Group 1 winner on the flat. So he's getting a bit, you know, he's getting on a bit. You'd call him a 9-year-old, so That's a mountain he has to climb, or a stat that he has to break to win. But he's in very good order, and everybody's very pleased with him. We've got a great jockey, and we just hope that that things go our way on the day. But they didn't last year, and when he was well fancied, everything went wrong on the day. We're hoping for better things tomorrow.
You had a bloke called Frankie Dettori, who's one of the world's great jockeys, ride him last year. He's not really a punter's favourite down under here, Nick.
No, well, but he's not. I tell you what, he's not my favourite either. So I think it's arrived that he will always want to forget. It certainly wasn't his finest hour. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, so you were quite.
I wouldn't
quite
want to say any more on air because it might be considered to be slanderous.
Suffice to say, you were none too impressed, and that's why Stephen Baster's got the ride this year.
Yeah, well, I said to Willie, let's get a local jockey who knows the track and everything. I'm really having observed these things for a few years now. I really don't think there's a lot of point in dragging somebody 10,000 miles round the world, for 2.5 minutes on a horse or whatever, whatever it is. You're better off, I think, 9 times out of 10 with one of the top local guys.
And obviously distance, not an issue, but from a pace point of view, what would you like to see?
Well, I suppose ideally we'd like quite a strong pace that we could sort of perhaps sit in behind, and then maybe just as we're coming round the bend, sort of open up and give it a go. I think he's quite capable of going to the front, you know, sort of half a mile out and, making the best of his way home. So who knows? Mm.
But he, Nick. He,
yeah, sorry. Go on.
No, you go. So, yeah, you can. He's an outside chance, but yeah, you've got a runner in the Melbourne Cup.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely thrilled about it. Lovely to be here again and been terribly well looked after. So, you know, very happy.
Socially, it's pretty tough, mate. How you're holding up okay?
Well, yes. I'm trying to pace myself, you know. So, I think most of the social ordeals are over now. So, probably try and do the parade and have a quiet day and get ready for tomorrow.
Good on you, Nick. We wish you all the best. Thanks for your time and good luck with Wicklow Brave.
Well, that's very kind. Thank you all. Thank you very much.
Yeah, Nick Peacock, 22nd last year in the Cup. It was well fancied. It wasn't one of Frankie Dettori's best rides. We did mention
he's not. I think we did get that from that conversation.
And Nick wasn't so happy either, but that he was hell bent on getting a local jockey. And look, I'm a big supporter of our local jockeys. They ride. This is their backyard.
Yeah,
I like seeing the local jockey on board the European horses. There's no doubt about that. 7:45. That was Nick Peacock. He's the sole owner of Wicklow Brave.